Now time for a locker room chat with Valley Falls head football coach Dwight Hofstra after a 46-8 loss against Troy. Coach, your overall thoughts on the game?
I thought it was a lot better than our game against Effingham. I thought we played faster and more physical. We definitely looked more comfortable, looked more prepared, more confident in what we were doing. I thought we moved the ball pretty well against a good Troy team. We got inside the 10, I think, like three times, just couldn't score. So the score, you know, looks worse than what the game felt like. But that being said, though, Troy's a really good team, and they're good at slinging the ball around, and they had a bunch of people catch a bunch of balls, and, you know, some bust coverages on some plays by some people that were playing some new spots, and a couple plays, poor tackling, and, you know, the scoreboard lights up for them. But overall, I thought it was pretty good. It was definitely better film to watch this week than in Horton, and feel confident moving forward.
Talking with Valley Falls head football coach Dwight Hofstra, and Coach, just like last week, you guys had three guys play quarterback. Your thoughts on what happened in the quarterback room this past week?
Yeah, I thought it went pretty well. We started Zach back there, and he did pretty good. We didn't move him out of him doing anything wrong. We just wanted him to run some routes, so we put Grant Meyer back in there so that Zach could do some routes. But I thought the two of them did pretty good. We stuck Damian back there just at the end of the game for some sort of JV snaps a little, see what he could do. He did fine. But I think the three of them do okay. Grant throws the ball real well. He's decisive and confident. He knows where to look and what to do, and he sees plays happening. He just, you know, has to do it a smidge faster and more consistently. But good job by him, and Zach can, I mean, kind of do anything he wants with the ball realistically. So it was cool to see he connected with Grant on a long pass, so that was cool. He's been telling me he has an arm, so now I believe him.
We'll go and step aside for a quick break. We'll have more from Valley Falls head football coach Dwight Hofstra coming up in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Valley Falls head football coach Dwight Hofstra. And, Coach, I want to talk about your guys' defense. They had a pretty solid day in terms of wreaking some havoc. They had six total tackles for loss in your guys' loss against Troy. But let us know what you think about your guys' ability to penetrate the offensive line.
I have seen a lot of growth. Like I said, just week one to week two this year, especially last year to now, you know, having Coach Corder come over and work with the defense and give them instill all his knowledge in them. That's kind of where we're at, though, is that now, we have, you know, a great defense coach working with these guys, and we got some kids that are starting to enjoy defense and want to go out there and tackle some guys. But it's just, you know, learning a new defense and learning new calls, getting new knowledge about, defensive IQ. But just like, you know, like I said, there'll be some assignment busts and some missed tackles and, you know, those things happen. But yeah, we've got a couple kids that have been really standing out on defense. They've been flying to the ball. You know, they might be, fix their angle and be there. You know, they're currently a step behind the play, but they see it and read it and they just don't take a good angle to it, or they see it just 1 second too late and, you know, end up getting blocked, but they're watching film pretty well, and they're reading, reacting pretty quickly, and we're trying to get them to a spot where they can just react and not have to think, because that's how several of our guys play best. A.J. Reeves led us in tackles last week. He did awesome. Solomon is always a foundational rock. But even guys, Flint Seymour is playing fast. Duncan Alvarenga had a really good game at corner. Carter Pickerel has been flying around the ball, so it's really reassuring, especially since all those kids, except Solomon, that I just named are sophomores, that like they are, you know, almost age-wise JV players almost, but they got so much varsity time last year and are getting such depth and knowledge in this new system now that they'll be pretty good players.
Here with Valley Falls head football coach Dwight Hofstra. And Coach, I want to talk about this Horton team, because like you guys, they are 0-2 as well. They've played some really good competition, as you guys have, and they have a first-year head coach. So what are your thoughts on this matchup and where you guys stand? How competitive do you think this game is going to be?
I think it'll be very competitive. I know that they were only win last year, so I know that they've been in revenge mode and had us circled on the calendar. since then. But yeah, they're physical on film. They come in and do a lot of downhill option side, sort of things. They got a sweet fullback. He runs fast, plays middle linebacker for him, does a good job. So yeah, it'll be competitive. It'll be, some hard hitting, who can stop the run, and, hopefully we can get out and use our space and sideline what we're good at against them too. And, you know, it'll be our first home game, so that'll be a good benefit for us and get out under underneath our own lights. We'll see how it goes, but I expect it to be a great game, very competitive, and a lot of fun.
Should be a good one. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck against the Chargers.
Thank you.
That was Valley Falls head football coach White Hofstra here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair.